Daddy, he once told me, son, you be hardworking man. Stack those sats as hard as you can. I was just telling Logan I've had that song. I mean, I ad-libbed at the end of that. Logan doesn't know who Sublime is. He's so young. Or am I old or are you young?
Both.
Both. Okay, good. That was the answer I was looking for. Here to introduce this rip, a rabbit hole recap. Haven't recorded it yet. This is Tuesday, January 10th, 2023. I will be heading to Nashville tomorrow morning to record with Matt O'Dell and some guest, I believe Thomas Pacquia, founder of PubKey, owner of PubKey in New York City, is going to be joining us. Hopefully he does. If I say this and he doesn't join us, you can just assume that we told him to fuck off right before we went on air. This rip was brought to you by good friends at Unchained Capital, right down the hall from me here in the Bitcoin Commons in Austin, Texas. Some of them are in the Commons right now watching the Real Bedford game. Got Peter McCormick and crew here in town doing some recordings. Back to Unchained, though. Unchained is here to help you eliminate single points of failure in your custody model. This comes to life in their Vault product, which is a 2 or 3 multi-sig wallet, a Quorum. You hold 2 keys, Unchained holds 1. You always have control of your Bitcoin in that 2 or 3 multi-sig as long as you have those 2 keys and you can sign with them. You can move your Bitcoin. If you're ever in a pinch, you only have 1 key. Unchained has 1 of those keys, so they can be the 2nd in the 2 or 3 multi-sig Quorum. You want to eliminate single points of failure. 2022 was the year of single points of failure. There is no yield. You should not trust third parties with your Bitcoin. They'll lose it. They'll lend it to people who will degen gamble it. You don't want that. You want control of your Bitcoin. Unchained's Vault gives that to you. They have a concierge team that's going to take you from zero to having the Vault set up. They're going to get you hardware wallets. They're going to teach you what multisig is. They're going to get you comfortable with their particular multisig setup, teach you how to do everything, how to back everything up, how to distribute it geographically to eliminate that single point of failure risk and to distribute your risk. If you're an individual or a business that is dealing with Bitcoin and you want to secure it in multi-sig cold storage, Unchained is the team for you. Use the code RHR and you'll get $50 off the concierge service. They also have a trading desk if you want to buy directly into your multi-sig cold storage. They make it very easy. It's a beautiful thing. Unchained will never hold Bitcoin that you buy from them. You buy it and it goes straight to your 2 or 3 multi-sig. Go to unchained.com/concierge. Use the code RHR for $50 off at checkout. This rip was also brought to you by good friends at IVPN. Do you want to resist online surveillance? What you do online can be tracked by organizations you may not know or trust to become part of a permanent record. A VPN can't solve this on its own, but can prevent your ISP from being able to share or sell your data. Go to IVPN.net. Download the VPN. If you want to travel the web with some sense of privacy, a VPN is a great option to do that. IVPN, particularly because they don't require emails, they don't log anything, they don't keep any customer data, they use open source apps and websites that can be audited, they don't use any third-party cloud services or data storage, they own the bare metal, they own their own servers, they do independent security audits year in and year out. They have no fake reviews, no false promises or fluff. They are privacy advocates. They are Bitcoiners. They run their own BTC Pay server. They accept Bitcoin for payment. So if you're a Bitcoiner looking to stoke the circular economy and is looking for a VPN, go to IVPN.net. Pay in Bitcoin. No email needed. It's a beautiful thing. IVPN.net. Last but not least, this rip was brought to you by good friends at CoinKite. They built this thing right here. The average fee rewards per block over the last 2016 blocks is 8,072,000 sats, according to my block clock, which is created by CoinKite, which is a company that creates incredible hardware, particularly the most secure hardware device on the market, the Cold Card. This came out with the MK4 NFC-enabled. You can produce your private public key pairs offline. They never touch an internet connected device. So you don't have to worry about your Bitcoin getting stolen. You can easily add entropy to your private key by rolling dice. They have two secure elements. It's, again, the best hardware wallet on the market, MK4. They also have other products, the Tap Signer, which is a credit card looking thing that is also a private key, compatible with apps like Nunchuck. If you want a cheap signing device on the go, Tap Signer is great for that. They have Sats Card if you're looking to gift Bitcoin to an individual, a friend, family member, stranger, and get a Sats Card, another cheap device that looks like a credit or debit card, you NFC enabled, tap it on the back of your phone, a Bitcoin address appears in your browser, you fund that, you hand off the Sats Card to the person you're looking to give Bitcoin to, and it lives on that card. CoinKite has been around for over a decade, building incredible hardware wallets, tools, cool things like the block clocks for Bitcoiners. We're very happy that they're supporting the show. Go to CoinKite.com, check out everything they have going on. MVK didn't tell us if we have a promo code or not, but I think he just spins them up randomly. Use the code RHR, try the code RHR at checkout. Don't know what the discount will be, if there will even be one, but just try it. CoinKite.com. Enjoy this party rip that hasn't happened yet.
You've had a dynamic where money's become freer than free.
If you talk about a Fed just gone nuts, all the central banks going nuts.
So it's all acting like safe haven.
I believe that in a world where central bankers are tripping over themselves to devalue their currency, Bitcoin wins. In the world of fiat currencies, Bitcoin is the victor.
I mean, that's part of the bull case for Bitcoin.
If you're not paying attention, you probably should be.
And we're live again.
Hi.
Sorry about that, freaks.
What the hell happened?
We're live from Bitcoin Park.
The powers to be don't want this through for episode to be out.
If you've been watching the live stream,
you
might have noticed that we had no sound last time. Our wonderful producer, Logan, is currently getting his tooth filled.
Priorities, man.
So I'm the producer. And there's a little bit of a issue between the producer and the interface, but we have it settled. We have a great group here. Marty just got in.
Hell of a day.
Amid mayhem, FAA mayhem on the airplane.
Another notch on the government can't really handle things properly.
Well, they just got the funding.
Maybe
they'll probably fix it.
Something.
Is this Pete's fault?
Didn't he put a big push through to fix this?
I don't know.
I think it's probably coming.
It hasn't, yeah.
They're working on it.
I'm not going to hold my breath.
So anyway, before we get started, we're here at Bitcoin Park in Nashville. We have a fantastic mining summit and mining week. We have a mining meetup after this, so we're going to have to keep it kind of tight. But as a result, we have this great group of people here in Nash, including our wonderful guests that are joining us for this party rip. We have Vivek here. How's it going, Vivek?
It's going well. We've just been hanging out in the studio all day, haven't we?
Fuck yeah. Me and Victor today.
How was it?
And NVK joined too.
And then I recorded it right after. There you go.
Priorities. So NVK is obviously here. How's it going, NVK?
Good, man. You guys have quite the thing going here.
Fuck yeah. And great friend and ride or die freak, Tom's here. How's it going, Tom?
Excellent. Thanks for having me. Great to be back.
Proprietor of PubKey in New York City, hottest cocktail bar.
Marty's the latest and greatest PubKey spokesman now. I don't know if you've noticed.
Hot dog sales chart. Let's go.
What is that? How did you guys put that in the Telegram chat group?
I honestly don't know where it came from or how it was accomplished, but it's funny. Everybody clicks the link. As soon as they come in, they just keep smashing it until they realize that just it repeats. We have some plans for it, though. We've been talking to a couple people. Like Whoa has plans for it. I don't know if we can totally unleash like Woe's like true vision. We got to rein it in a little bit because it is a public channel with lots of people.
Have you ever seen his block tracker?
Yeah, it's fantastic.
I think for like Woe in the bar, you need one of those like what's different here with the girls.
Yeah. Yeah, all the way at the front. Yes. Very dive bar. That's a dive bar staple.
Yes.
Yeah.
How would you describe PubKey? Is it a dive bar or a cocktail bar?
You can't like self-describe as a dive bar. I love dive bars, and that has been a dive bar for like 100 years. So when I first started going to the location, it was a bar called the Stone Crow, which was a really fantastic straight up shithole dive bar. Just like the best. Christmas tree lights
on the floor,
Christmas tree lights, movie posters. They used to be sponsored by Camel cigarettes. They had a pool table in the back and the Camel rep would show up with like a fishbowl of Lucy's. seriously, like every day. And that was just like, that was terrible. Just smelled like urine and Bud Light. It was the best bar ever. That closed down in like 2009, opened up as formerly Crow's, which was just a like classic neighborhood dive bar. Like it was much cleaner. Like, you know, they fixed the urine and cigarette problems.
We added a dartboard.
Yeah, a couple dartboards, and it was a good place. But then they, you know, COVID, just impossible to navigate through COVID. And we knew the space was probably going to be available. And we had this idea for like a bar that had not Bitcoin as its identity, like Bitcoin forward, but more like part of the DNA, hosting like events and trying to test out new things. And so far, so good. I'm glad you like it.
I love it. I had a great time there. Put in a shift.
Yeah.
Our wives went and got manicures and then
that worked out really well.
It worked out incredibly well.
That was spectacular timing.
No, Pub Key is a great name for it too. It's got a little tie to Bitcoin, but it also has pub in it. So.
Yep.
Isn't that the name of the cat?
What? Pub Key?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
But wasn't there a cat that was named Pub Key?
Oh, no.
Snake and Jake's?
Oh.
I probably was telling you about my favorite bar in New Orleans is called Snake and Jake's Christmas Tree Lounge.
Okay.
And they had a cat named Jake. One time he brought a snake back. They were all drinking and they were probably fucking terrified. And I think they just called the bar that.
New Orleans is something.
Yeah.
So are we doing year in review? We don't have a list, freaks. This is a party rip, condensed. How do you want to do this, Matthew?
Year in review, forward outlooking.
Yeah.
What happened this year? Well, what are our thoughts on this year?
Well, I think
we're not going to like go through it like montage style.
Yeah, I like.
Should we start with Barry?
Well, no. I'm interested. I'm interested to get a year in review.
How does everyone feel about Barry taking everybody's money?
I mean,
I think he's just holding on to it for safekeeping.
Yeah, it's just for safekeeping.
I'm glad he's moved on to not need agreements to do it.
Yeah, the New York agreement makes it that he can go fuck himself.
Well, that's what I was going to say, because we have a slew of guests here who have been around the block in terms of being around Bitcoin for an extended period of time. Vivek, I don't know when you got in.
Kind of a shitcoiner around 2015.
Yeah.
So got really jaded and toxic probably in 2017. I was like a Confederate on the wrong side working for a company that actually signed the agreement, and like I was just like due diligence like by nature because of a previous like strategic finance background, but I was doing like BD at this shitcoin company, and I would ask like the lead engineers questions they couldn't answer, and I knew it was time to jump ship.
Hell yeah. And then CoinKite's been around for over a decade now.
We kind of started with Bitcoin.
Yeah. And then Thomas, you help spin up everything at Fidelity. The point I'm trying to make is we've seen a lot of cycles here.
Yeah.
How's 2022 in the perspective of the many years that you've all been around Bitcoin?
Calm and collective.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. Compared to previous interesting cycles. I mean, this is, this is just the fiat people losing money.
Pull this close.
It's just, I don't have, this is just the fiat people losing money this time around. So
I feel like it's partially tolerance though. The first 90% retrace, yeah. You vomit on your shoes. The second time you're a little bit uncomfortable. You find your sea legs around the third 90% retrace becomes a bit normal.
There's definitely a little bit of,
I mean, we barely had a top. Right. And we barely had a bottom. I mean, like it was
2015. January 2015 was terrifying. Like that was not.
Year?
No, 2015. 2015 for me. Yeah. I mean, and I'm sure there were people that looked at that and they're
January
like,
2015. Fine. We're like at $175.
Or yeah, $150 just bottomed out.
We went from 1,200 down to like 150.
Bear whale, Mike Hearn, all that shit.
I remember that
the end of the Bitcoin experiment in New York Times or whatever.
The $233 to $5, that was something. No, I wasn't.
Yeah, see, like, yeah. I mean,
that's a decent dive. I mean, okay, so it's dead now.
As you go through the cycles, you definitely get more.
Yeah.
You get numb.
And this cycle,
you either get numb or go crazy. It's like one or the other, right?
Basically, it's like a stray cat.
Until your shins adapt, and that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like that dude, you know, doing the slapping of the male parts, you know, and the fire. Ah, you know, like that's Bitcoin for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
this year I did feel a bit of zen, knowing it was like isolated to like Terra Luna, Celsius, all this stuff that we've been telling people to stay away from. I guess, Thomas, since we have you here, this is an interesting cycle for the mining industry specifically.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, it was a combination of the same things played out between like CeFi, DeFi, where it was just like trying to juice yield out of things that didn't necessarily like have it.
It's all good while you know, the rates are low, right?
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, you are the yield, right? I mean, ultimately, like, where does the yield come from? It's you.
Yeah, that's where it's you. Yeah.
you can sort of look at the progression for like a Celsius and a BlockFi, like started out like lending to, you know, some of the big like trading desks. So like they didn't want to carry some of these coins, including, you know, Bitcoin on their balance sheet. So it's like, okay, yeah, we'll lend to you. There's yield in that. That yield compresses. GBTC trade ends up being like a huge moneymaker. Okay, what's next? And then, you know, they got it in their heads that there was this Bitcoin denominated yield through ASIC lending and things like that. And every single one of them just fucking explode.
The ASIC lending was pretty much a new phenomenon for this cycle. We've never seen anything like that before.
Even Bitcoin back lending, like that was like, that was the first cycle.
This was a big cycle for that, right?
Yeah.
And the thing is like, if you go into BitMEX and you choose 100X and you deposit your Bitcoin on it, like, you know, you're gambling.
No, but
these people, a lot of people took out loans against their ASICs or took out loans against their Bitcoin, and they were like, this is prudent financial planning, right? They weren't, you know, you like trick yourself into saying, oh, this is a responsible financial decision.
No taxes.
I think the difference in the cycle is that, like,
exactly. That was the compelling thing.
No taxes. Don't sell it.
You have a taxable event if you sell. Yeah. So if you just put up as collateral and you get some cash, then.
Why don't you put up a little bit more then? And then just a little bit more.
Yeah.
Disclaimer, Unchained Capital's slogan was "Don't let your friends sell Bitcoin."
I always hated that slogan. Friends, don't let friends sell Bitcoin.
This was the first cycle that we had the fiat maxis attacking Bitcoiners for their Bitcoin. Like, I mean, you look at FTX, you look at all the scams. I mean, these guys
all had the earned stuff, especially.
They didn't have the coins. I mean, these guys are not like crypto scammers. These guys are fiat scammers.
I mean, that's why Unchained is one of the last left, is because they didn't rehypothecate as a service. Like, all these other services were like, give us your Bitcoin, we'll give you this ridiculous interest rate. And then when you click yes on the terms of service, it's literally, we are going to loan it out to degen traders.
No, because it was repackaged too, right? I mean, like, a lot of this entities thought that, like, you know, these guys are legit. Look, they even did the diligence, right?
Yo, but then from Jane Street, man.
Yeah, but then it got like repackaged and re-landed out again to like a secondary, tertiary that then went full degen.
Well, I guess going back to like interest rate hikes that you mentioned, like, was it a combination of the hikes and all the shit that was going on? Like, could, if the Fed didn't raise hikes hypothetically, do you think that would have all been glossed over?
Music would have at least kept playing, right? It would have delayed whatever unraveling.
Mint the coin. Is that what we need to do?
I think
the $1 trillion platinum coin.
Just mint it.
Oh, I'm pro that. Election. I think we should do that.
Oh, it'll be really cool. I want one. It's going to be
you not
fake for the Weimar America.
I mean, it depends. It depends how you want me to answer the question. Like, are you an accelerationist? Is that what you're
from? Okay, I mean, as long as you, if you hold Bitcoin, you're good.
Yeah, for sure.
And
it'll also be easier to acquire more in that period.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a controlled demolition is a little bit more pleasant because you got to have to live somewhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you kind of don't want the Mad Max shit to happen.
No.
No,
what we don't want the Mad Max.
I mean, listen, if you're single, you know, like in your mid 20s, you know, like, cool, you know, Mad Max, go, right?
Yeah,
like,
you're the new warlord, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But everyone else,
you know, got kids, you know.
Yeah. Not my mid 20s, married, 2 kids, don't want Mad Max.
Right? I think that's like a fair ask.
Yeah.
But does mint the coin actually, so like print money to pay off your debt?
They didn't even need to mint the coin. They printed like $6 trillion in 2020.
Yeah. I mean, if the it wasn't for the COVID stuff, they could have gotten this scam of like negative interest rates forever.
Vivek's mic is not working.
I told
you. It is not working.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Vivek.
Check, check.
Yeah.
Turn them up. You got to turn them up.
Check.
I see that. Vivek's working.
Check, check.
Yeah, I see that.
I can hear it.
Okay. So
if not, we can come in here.
No, I can see it. It's working. Someone in the comments, Tronsington, said that. But I mean, we can only really do that once. No. Then people will stop giving America debt denominated in our own shitcoin.
Well, no, USD is
the best debt.
Yeah.
So everyone actually wants our shitcoin because their shitcoin.
Yeah, so we should just mint the coin, do it once, go back to zero, blank slate.
No, the USD is the best shitcoin.
Not an economist.
Yeah, I mean, that's what an economist that was be honest would say. Like,
I got an economics degree. Does that make me an economist?
Yes.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Can you please give us your official opinion on this?
Yeah. USD is the best shitcoin.
Yeah.
By far.
You know, you ask poor people what they want.
I just think
it's a great brand. It's all brand.
Want U.S. Yeah. Treasuries right now?
Vivek's just soft.
It comes with protection.
Am I huh? Yeah.
Protection.
Sort of.
Hello.
Yeah, you're good.
Okay. I just need to like kiss this mic or like lick it.
Don't lick the mic.
I feel like all the year in review podcasts have been done. And since time is short, we can go over last year. We can talk about the Canadian truckers. We can talk about the blow ups. We can talk about whatever election season. But I feel like the last 2 weeks has been all that. What's going on in 2023?
Yeah, let's talk about the future.
Yeah,
fuck 2022.
I mean, we're just going to go sideways for a year and a half, right?
Is the bottom in?
Crap.
I don't know. We're just going to just sideways.
I don't know. We never had a top. We didn't have a 69 was not a real
do you
top.
Think, do you think the top?
So,
do you
don't
think
so.
Do you think that was because of paper Bitcoin?
Yeah.
Well, the second pump was definitely just a scam pump.
That's a classic, right? Because what you did is you had all the fiat maxes scammers plus the shitcoin scammers, they're all using Bitcoin as their backing sort of like instrument, right? So they had to save the day by rebuying all that shit. We caused the second peak. It was them, right? And I mean, seriously, like you look back, I mean, you know, the first 60K from like, what was the previous low? Like the previous
3,500?
That's nothing. I mean, 3x yeah. Bitcoin is like, that's not a pump.
No, that was 20x. Yeah. It was like 3,500 to 60. Because we in 2020,
what was
March
the peak,
20.
Though? It was 19.
The March the 12, peak was... 2020, when we went from like 10K to 3.5K and like they shut down the stock market. They just like turned it off.
Yeah.
I think we did a TA guy.
And then we went all the way up to like 65.
I know astrology.
Yeah. Mayo.
Where's Marin? We need to get Marin in here.
Oh, God.
When's she coming on a party rip?
We have FTB commenting in the live chat while sitting on the couch right next to us.
He just
he put all caps super cycle.
Oh, dude! Like, I mean, do you know the super cycle was a boomer thing? Right, the boomers was their first Bitcoin cycle that they were in because they bought it through either GBTC or some other boomer instrument.
I think that was a three. Wasn't it the Three Arrows guys?
That was a Suzu guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but the boomers all bought it. They thought it was going not to be a crash anymore.
You see Vivek's wearing Three Arrows Capital Risk Management Team.
Oh, that's a great
one. That is a great one.
Well, I guess that's a good.
No one even remembers Three Arrows anymore. That was so long ago.
Well, they're trying. They're on it.
No, they're on the comeback.
Well, that's
you have a new product.
None of these guys are gone.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. 2023 prediction.
There's no death.
Do Kyle and Suzu repair their reputation and raise money?
Absolutely.
Oh, those guys are going to come back as heroes.
Neither of them can write like Arthur Hayes. What else are they going to do? They got to keep scamming.
Yeah.
Well, there's like a legion of doom now that feel like they can opine about SBF because they're like tier two scammers.
That's right.
They all hang out on spaces and they're like, oh no, well, this is what Barry's doing. And I don't know where they are. Like, I don't know if the marshals are after them, like if they can even set foot on U.S. soil.
Free
like,
man.
That was the best man, the CNBC bro. Interview or whatever, which is like, where was he, like in Bali or whatever?
Yeah.
He's like, I imagine you're not in Bali for like the nice sand beaches and you're there because of like, no extradition treaty.
No, he's legit. Like, I've been living here for years. Like, this is not new.
Yeah. Well, that's, I guess that's a, have you heard the rumors that SBF spilling the beans on all the funds and
it's gonna be
everybody
great.
Who was
kind of sounds like
he's going to get Epstein bullshit. Or he's or you know, it's
spilling
it's,
the beans.
It's
the
story that he's allowed to say.
Just saying who was doing all the shady shit behind the scenes from the fund perspective.
Oh, I mean, all that stuff is going to be public anyway in the bankruptcy. Where like at least a lot of it you would think has to be released. So he's got nowhere else to go.
Dude, FTX was Air America. I said it.
I think
if you're familiar with Air America.
I'm not familiar with
it. Go read about Air America.
Why don't you people don't read it anymore. Marty still hasn't read
Give
the Mandibles.
The
why don't you just tell us?
Yeah, so the CIA ran a literal like air company. Right?
Wasn't like Trip, right?
Yeah, and that's how
an
they
airline?
Delivered all the shit into the South Asia during Vietnam, and like that's how they laundered the money, like same style. I mean, like, you know, they have a few useful idiots and they run the show, man. Yeah, like they were laundering money for everybody.
Yeah, it's
bringing back heroin.
At the very least, it seems like FTX was some money laundering mechanism to at least some.
And this is not to absolve, you know, like bankrupt man fried. You know, it's like he's.
Oh, that was really clever, MBK. This is really clever.
What is it? Like everybody says. That.
Really clever name you came up with there.
Right.
Bankrupt fraud.
It's totally new. Nobody said that before. You hear here first.
He's just a nice boy.
Right.
This was Everybody's the year of rug pulls, man.
Yeah, it's just my online League of Legends, buddy. Leave him alone.
I think the scale is what tricked people, right? Like, there's a lot of those guys had a good trading agent, too.
I mean, you go back on the tweets and like people are just like, Bitcoin's matured past this. Crypto will never have a Mount Gox moment again. Like, these are different types of situations. Started,
they didn't have much Bitcoin. Fucking though. That was my favorite
Zach
thing.
Zach Prince with BlockFi lost a bet with American HODL in like 2 years.
Amazing.
Well, these were like Afghan rug pulls where they looked nice on the outside.
Yeah.
And
like think about it, right?
you had very good looking rugs.
Yeah. BlockFi like had a $4 billion valuation 6 months ago.
Or if you go back to like rugs, if you go back to like Cripsy or Mount Gox, like those
big
burr,
you know, like dude, Florida.
They were like bathroom mat rug pulls.
That's right.
For now, they look prettier.
Everyone knew Cripsy was a shady operation. Right?
Yes,
I can't wait to do it all again in 4 years.
Yep. I mean, there's a dude
but
right
it's,
now.
It's going to be like 8 or something, right?
The A16Z basement who just came up with the 2024 1000X scam. Like,
what's the next scam going to
be?
It's
going
to
be great.
Should we brainstorm?
I am not that creative.
Me and Hoddle think it's going to be identity. Like all this did stuff, everything's going to take off. It's going to be your identity on the blockchain.
I don't think the last stuff is done. Like Solana with Bonk. They're just trying to raise more funds. And I think it's probably one of the large hedge funds is just trying to get liquidity to deal with the absolute mess that's coming.
The pro scammers just clean up all their scams that year, that downturn, and then they started the new stuff the next time. Right? Like nice and clean, new names, new corps.
Well, it's getting to a different level, right? Because you had ICOs.
Well, that's what's weird. NFTs are still pumping. Like, I don't know what's going on.
It's a great scam. It's repeatable.
No, even in this bear market, it makes no sense to me.
It's just going to keep going.
But the caliber of investor that's getting rug pulled right now.
Yeah.
Are they going to touch the stove twice, do you think?
Yeah, I think there are a lot of idiots in TradFi.
I think Wall Street comes with an accident because they want their cut.
I mean, we saw today
they're
going to
come in
the
hot.
$1 billion Web3 fund.
Yes, DeFi Web3.
That's right. It's going to be like a Goldman. I think that level of like, here is my token.
No, but there's definitely a decent amount of people that have learned their lesson and will move forward from that, right? And we'll focus on Bitcoin and we'll focus on long-term accumulation. And like actual valuable companies.
Yeah. I think that's probably more true in the mining space than it is in like the NFT space. Because I think you still have like, you know, galleries and like the art world. There's a lot of different like cohorts that have come to NFTs and still like, look, the Gekkies projects, like, yeah, okay, mistakes were made there. But like the actual underlying technology still makes sense.
You know, like if you had to assign a number, right? How many people learned their lesson?
Like
was it like 5 million people?
Yeah.
50 million people?
No.
We
no,
have
no.
8 billion people for these people to scam.
There's like 4 there's
start,
there's like there's like 4 million people, India. 3 That's million right. people. There's like 4 or 3 million people that have learned their lesson and is actually going to stick around. Yeah. Right? Then there's like 20 million people, 30 million people that are just completely burnt out, say fuck it. Right.
Remember the Chinese scams with ICOs in the last round? Like that, there was
Cardano?
OneCoin.
OneCoin, yeah, yes. that was a big one.
Cardano.
Because that has the numbers, Cardano. Right? Like,
people. You think WorldCoin is going to still be a thing?
No, that scammer from Silicon Valley is not working on AI.
The GPT, he's the AI guy.
Pivoted, yeah.
Was that the AI. Orb thing?
Yeah, yes. The Orb scans your retina bad. And then they give you free shit coins but, for it.
Like, I thought it was I thought it was like a joke.
I know, yeah, April Fool's really
performance art. I agree.
I think we might not have heard the end of WorldCoin yet. Like, maybe there's a WorldCoin pump that comes.
We were just on the precipice of like structured products and like levered, sophisticated like leverage built on NFTs. And I'm kind of pissed that we didn't get to see it.
NFT collateralized loans?
Yes.
NFT derivatives?
You can't cut that off a couple of weeks. Like, we're weeks away and then FTX blows up. Like, I feel like I've been robbed.
How about the poor Ontario? The Ontario
house with some apes.
I wanted to see this fucking play out.
If we had kept going for another 6 months, they would have taken down banks with that. Yeah. Like, Silvergate.
Well, the banks are still going to go down
by like a smidge.
Well, Silvergate got bailed out by
Block One.
No, there was I forget what this was. There was another bank in California.
Yeah,
right? Silicon Valley Bank.
No, I think they had to put in like $4 billion. Yeah, and I mean, think
Silvergate survived like a 90% bank run, which is impressive in my opinion.
I don't think they survived it. I think they got bailed out.
I mean, if you have $8.1 billion withdrawn from your bank and you're still giving withdrawals out, like, that's pretty fucking impressive.
I mean, it's because really Bitcoin companies have no other place to bank.
Yeah,
so you have like three. You have Silvergate. Like, you know what? Silvergate.
You have three choices. It's just like cups. It's like Prime Trust, Silvergate, Silicon Valley, and you just like move the cups around.
Signature.
Yeah.
Well, so Silicon Valley though, like SVB. That's like everyone's favorite startup bank.
Yeah.
Is it only Coinbase that has access to them?
No, a bunch of companies do.
I think they got to the point though with Coinbase where they were like, we're not going to take on anymore.
Because word on the street is like, is Fred Wilson had to really pull some strings back in the day to make that.
Yeah.
Happen.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
I always forget about Signature.
Yeah.
Signature.
I might be contrarian here. I don't think we see the shitcoin booms that we have in the past.
You don't think the Ontario Teachers Pension Fund is going to long derivative NFTs?
Omers. They will do.
They got hit on Celsius.
Yeah.
With Celsius, FTX, and BlockFi, or just Celsius and FTX?
I don't know.
They're creditors in both of those.
If we go into a recession, prolonged one.
Are we going into a recession?
I think so.
Are we already in a recession?
Looks like it.
Can you define recession? Because I think the definitions have changed multiple times.
It's transitory.
As an economist, we'll go by the...
economist.
Does it identify?
There's always going to be... Forever and ever, there will always be shitcoin bullshit. Like Bitcoin's better money in that anyone can use it without permission. And as a result...
It's not just good as a scamming platform.
But it's just great for building scams around it as well. Like, people like to gamble. Like, people will always be gambling. People will always do degenerate stuff. People will always think they're smarter than everybody else. It's just going to happen over and over again.
Canada has, like, essentially said you cannot take leverage on shitcoins anymore, like, officially for the platforms in Canada. Like, where do you think the money goes? It all goes to Binance. Like, you know, like, everybody's going to still gamble at Binance.
I don't know, but at what point do people realize you can't build the next Bitcoin?
It's not about that.
There's always a new influx of people that never realize it.
You hear that?
It's Groundhog Day.
It's good now.
Never.
Oh, no, I just heard interference.
Boo.
Oh.
Boo.
We're good now.
2023, December 31st prediction for hash rate.
2023?
Over, under.
What are we at? 252?
280.
280?
On a trailing 14-day average.
Man.
Over under 400.
Under.
Under.
I'm under.
500 over.
35.
I'm going to go within 2%.
What are we guessing? I was
over under 400 exahash.
For the end of year?
End of year, yeah.
What are we at right now?
Like 280.
280. That sounds high. Is it 280?
I mean, it just keeps...
I believe you.
Number go up, man. It just keeps going up.
There'll be new ASICs out, right?
Not just that. Like, I mean, like, I think the power contracts are going to sort itself out a little bit better. So you're going to just see, like...
Marty, what was your prediction? Over 400?
Within 2% of
2% 400. Of 400. Plus or minus. I don't know. I think that, like, so the contagion narrative around, banking.
250.
The contagion narrative around the banks, the green energy narrative around Bitcoin mining, particularly in like New York State trying to ban like gas stoves. I think that this ramps up pretty aggressively. And I think that there's still a lot of things that need to be worked out in the mining ecosystem. So I think the US is going to slow down. The catalyst is probably emerging markets, Latin America. There's a lot going on. A lot of operations are plugging in, like, you know, Paraguay. Yeah.
Kind of hash rate.
Yeah. Also, I mean, Brazil, Argentina, like pretty much across.
I don't know, man. Lula is going to get weird there in Brazil.
I haven't been able to follow what's going on. It seems like something significant is going on. You're probably better versed than I am.
Nah, it's just the same as J6 thing. It's like a big Nothenburger.
Okay. Was he hospitalized in the U.S.?
Yeah, something like that.
Bolsonaro.
Brazilians, yeah. We would not, there's like
a video of him at like a Publix.
Not, there is not, like, Brazil is not that kind of place.
It's about to fall from grace.
People just don't have the appetite for that kind of shit.
Mm.
You know, soccer, barbecue, and move on.
Okay. Yeah. That sounds nice, actually.
As it as it pertains to mining, do you think, I'm interested to get everybody's thoughts on this, do you think the trend of like mega mines, 100, 200, 500 megawatt operations continue? Or do you think the time cost of capital of that infrastructure build out, I think we learned this time around, is pretty expensive. You see more distributed, smaller operations?
So I think the focus on vertical integration is probably going to continue, but that's going to be driven more by the energy side. I think the big catalysts are going to be if there's a real concern over the supply of semiconductors in the near future, and also how the rest of this leverage shakes out. Like, I mean, in the U.S., at least, we had a handful of gatekeepers, right? So ASIC lending, CHOPS, NYDIG, Galaxy Foundry, Anchorage, BlockFi, rest in peace, Celsius, rest in peace. Like, I think that that hasn't necessarily finished. We got Alex in the bar. Arp Dow gave us the Russian doll set.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I just meant they shouldn't rest in peace. Oh. I took personal offense to the RIP call.
No. Oh, I see. Yeah. Well, they'll be back. There's no such thing as death.
At PubKey?
We have a Russian doll set. Yeah. Arb Dow gave it to us.
It's like one scammer nested in another scammer.
Nice.
Yeah, it's like Doquan, Alex, Suzu,
SBF.
Arb Dow is one of the single best Bitcoiners.
By far.
Great.
Yeah, you guys didn't have a Christmas rip, did
you? I always thought it was...
We got to get in person.
Yeah.
I always thought it was French. Like,
you thought it was Arbdo.
Arbdo.
Arbdo. It is Arbdo.
Arbdo.
It was literally just Arbed out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you first said
people say Matt, MC too.
Matt first tried to like say his name to me. He was like, yeah, you know Arbdo. I'm like, what?
He just shut his computer and took his headphones out right now. Like this.
But speaking about like the ASIC lending stuff. We've seen different examples of what these different lenders are doing with their bad loans. Like we had Greenwich and NYDIG. NYDIG just took the ASICs and now they're being hosted at Greenwich. Saw Galaxy and Argo, where
they took the whole facility,
they took
right?
The facility.
And then they hosted theirs instead.
Yes.
It was a flip flop of the Greenwich deal.
And that's.
There were others as well.
What are they going to do? Yeah. They're going to like take the stuff out and go restock.
But are those like, are those like Goldilocks scenarios where. It's like, say you did an ASIC collateralized loan to somebody who was hosting at another third party.
Yeah.
And they're not going to be like, yeah, you can't take our infrastructure and we don't want to host with you anymore.
I forget who I was talking to about this, but we had a disagreement whether or not this was like a setup like loan to own, but you know, from the very beginning, sort of like,
it's like a capital lease.
Like a loan shark predatory loan kind of thing.
Where like Galaxy, NYDIG, Foundry, always wanted to, you know, amass this war chest of ASICs to be an operator.
And they knew they were going to get wrecked, so they gave them these loans.
They're just keeping rope, right?
I don't think so. I don't think that, like, these are like, you know, private equity guys. They want to be, you know, prime brokers effectively for this stuff. They don't want to be operators. And there's just so much shit. There's so many different ways to kill yourself as a Bitcoin miner.
Well, I think it's different. I think NYDIG certainly falls in that bucket. I think Galaxy.
How don't they see that like the math on this doesn't work if like the Bitcoin price crashes? Like,
I mean, some of those big ones I mentioned were pricing this in dollars and not Bitcoin.
Yeah, but that's
for an extended
saying.
Period of time.
They
have absolutely no idea what they're doing.
They're fucking insane.
They project 5 years off of like a year and a half or two.
Yeah.
Like these Wall Street people just show up clueless. Make some pretty models.
But there was a part in the bull market where people were saying ASICs are an appreciating asset.
Who says that?
Like in the bull market, like people were like,
they could be. I'm serious though. They could be if there's actually like a shutdown for like, you know, semiconductors.
I mean, what could save the miners right now is if there was a war with Taiwan, right?
Yeah. No, I mean, like, this is so FUD. It's not going to happen like that.
It could happen.
What nanometer
like,
dude, chip?
I mean, like,
anyway.
Come
it could happen
on,
to you.
Absolutely fucking not.
I mean, I remember
Taiwan is going to be fine. The Chinese need American money. They also, like, you know, they own about a bunch of American debt. Like, dude, this is all a fucking pageant show for us plebs to sort of like have some shit.
It's plebs.
On. These guys are all fucking laughing. Come on, man. Like, it's not going to happen.
Well, it's hilarious how quickly the ASIC market turned. Because I remember like end of 2021, people were like, oh, we're going to $200 a terahash.
Yeah.
Quickly went down. Where are we now? Like
200 terahash by conference day.
We're like 8 to 15 for the three top of the line models.
Can't give them away. Hot deals.
Well, that's why we see the Greenwich deal, right? And the Galaxy Mining deals, like those almost reek of desperation. So like they have no other option, right?
My mining friends are only texting me every day, like, we're just gobbling now. We're just gobbling. I just got like a bunch of like S9s for like $500 each. Like got like a few thousand of
that's
them.
That's way too expensive.
Yeah. That's crazy.
I mean, S9s are like $30 now, right?
2020? Yeah. People are like, I will give you S19.
S19s for $500 delivered.
What's the scrap metal value of an S9?
Yeah.
Thousands.
Okay. Because this feels like a repetition of like maybe 3-4 years ago where people would literally pay you or they'd even ship it to you for free, like in bulk, if you just wanted it. And then suddenly in the bull market again, it was like $500. And now again, like they're just useless. They're just taking up space.
What was your favorite mining scam?
Obelisk. What was the cloud mining one?
Yeah, I was just about to ask that.
What was it called?
Gigawatt?
NiceHash? No, they're not cloud.
No, not NiceHash. NiceHash is still around.
Yo, Vivek, how is the Blockstream mining token not cloud mining?
Scam.
I think, so we actually host, and this is me speaking as Vivek and not as development manager at Blockstream. Full disclosure, but I think the cloud mining scam is a valid opinion, and I was highly criticized when we put that out, but it is towards accredited investors, and I guess there are secondaries for it, and it was formally done. And usually, in theory, these are also called scams because the hash rate just continues to rise, right? So why would you get something locked in on hash rate? But somehow the timing was impeccable and all the Chinese miners moved. So people are actually very happy with the BMN. And it baffles me. Like I just stay out of this. I'm a retard when it comes to mining. So I just shut up and I listen to the experts.
I don't think there's any experts in mining yet.
The expert is you just exist, right? You didn't go bankrupt.
Yes.
We got a mining summit. The next 2 days.
I mean, no experts.
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, if you
Kakarot should ask. Seriously, though. Like, the
people, I know. I got
Core Scientific's been around for a decade. They had to file for bankruptcy.
Yeah, they're the most valuable Bitcoin mining firm in the world, right?
Yeah.
And now they're worthless.
And
8 months later.
And their biggest hit, I mean, they just took on extreme counterparty risk with Celsius.
I mean, we see that a lot, though, right? Like, the miners that leverage themselves up during the bull market always dominate, right? And then but the real question is, can they survive a cycle, right? Like, can they survive the bear cycle?
Well, yeah, and this goes back to...
Like, we saw that with Bitmain.
This is Bitcoin's first cycle with rising interest rates. Similarly, in the mining industry, not only do we have rising interest rates, but you had rising energy costs as well, like rising significantly materially. And I think that was Core's downfall, was dual faceted. One, the energy prices on their
and they weren't locked in
went up. They weren't locked in.
So yeah.
Variable pricing went up above
8 cents, and then they had to pass that on to their customers, which came to around 10 cents, and that became unprofitable for them. And then two, again, counterparty risk. They took on Celsius as their biggest customer, and they went bankrupt.
And they thought they were going to get cheap money to borrow at any point, right? And all of a sudden, all the money dried up.
Whatever happened to Celsius Mining? They were like ready to IPO and everything. Like, did someone buy them, or like the assets? Did anything ever?
It's probably part of the bankruptcy estate.
Yeah, until a couple of weeks ago, they were still hashing on Core Size.
It kind of makes sense. I mean, the gear's there, the power agreements are there, so like keep on.
But they weren't paying them for the electricity. That was the problem.
That is interesting though. If you're a bankruptcy trustee that takes over the assets of a failed company, like you would elect to keep hashing.
Yeah,
like have them be productive. And it's going back to the ASIC lenders from their position, like miner goes into default, figure something out with them, you know, refinance, get alongside them, get in bed with them, figure out something. Or what are you going to do? You take the equipment, you dump it on the secondary market, or you have to plug it in yourself. So the options really low for a lender that does not intend to become like an operator.
How do we fix this moving forward? Do you think ASIC collateralized loans are dead?
They're not dead. Nothing dies. NFTs are coming back.
And everything's coming back.
There's going to be NFT derivatives.
They're going to come at like with like, you know, like a 10, 100x more idiotic, more leveraged product. Like it's going to be even crazier.
I can't wait. I love this shit. I actually thoroughly enjoy it.
It's gonna be like so crazy.
But isn't that an affront? Wouldn't that be an affront to the notion that like markets learn lessons?
No,
but they don't. They don't.
Information is asymmetric, right? Like, very few people learn the lesson.
The only pathway to sanity is enjoying watching.
Yeah.
The like idiocy.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to have fun staying poor. Otherwise,
There is some sanity in that. Otherwise, you just get like, you know, it's just like none of you see what I see. Am I crazy?
That's the worst during the bulls when you just like, you feel so crazy.
But that's
you're like, these people are insane. And they all get like lofted up and they seem so successful on the surface, right?
Oh, they show up in all the things.
Yeah.
But that's why like Bitmain always survives, right? Like, because they mined the gear before they ship it to you.
I mean, but Bitmain,
they're just testing it.
Yeah.
I mean, Bitmain fucked up too, though. Like, Bitmain was in such a dominant situation.
Oh yeah,
and they got very
talk about it a
couple times.
Story.
Actually, like they fork your mother if you want to fork.
I mean,
such a moment.
It's actually smart for Bitmain. I'm not sure if MicroBT does it. And maybe they should do it publicly. Like, hey, we're going to produce these ASICs, and until we sell all of them, we're going to hash with them to produce revenue, and we'll box them
Be
up and ship
them
to you when you're ready to buy them. Yeah.
No. Yeah.
I think mining is boring.
You're literally out of mining some.
I know.
Let's talk about secure elements.
Why do you need two?
Double spook tech.
That's right.
Who do you like? Barry or the twins?
I think they both lose.
I mean, they both can go
let them fight. It's a let them fight situation.
I mean, the twins want to get paid first, right? Like when you have bankruptcy procedures, like or any, or even just sorting it out, even before you go, like you want to be the creditor that gets paid, right?
Yeah.
They're going after them to sign a side deal and then sort of stop attacking him.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is,
a bit desperate though. It seems like they kind of already got broken up with.
Yeah. Well, I think that's what these letters that Cameron's been sending the last few weeks are.
Is it just Cameron?
Yeah.
Yeah.
From his personal Twitter account.
There is nothing like a strong worded letter to get your money back.
But did you read Barry's
I don't think he's trying to get his money back. I think he knows he's not getting his money back and he's trying to deflect blame.
His position.
I'm going to tell you a little harder.
Well, no, it's double side posturing. It's what MVK said. It's what MVK said, which is try and push them to the top of the creditor list.
Yeah.
And then it's second positioning, try and deflect blame. And I feel like I'm partially to blame for it because of my meme that Barry Silver still owes users. He's like, oh, okay, we got to just jump on that. Like, Barry's the one who owes the users.
Yeah, first sentence of the
They're all responsible.
So my theory on that is, like, they go and, like, because they have a big soapbox, right? They're kind of a big deal.
They have a band.
Yeah, so they go, like, hey.
I want them to play a PUBG.
You see what I do with their guitars? Standard for the next song we play, Take the Money and Run.
Oh. Mars Junction at PubKey would be a moment.
So, you know, like they go like, hey,
I need it.
You know, we're not going to shut up until you give us a promissory for like some higher up debt on the, like, you know, maybe like some senior
senior debt, right? Because if he does fold, we get paid first and we're going to shut up. Like, you know what I mean? Like, listen, these things don't happen without some them screaming at each other in a boardroom first, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what he said. There's advisors involved. So I think they're both just going to like kind of scream at each other on Twitter, but they ultimately both want to come back to the table, make it to the next bull cycle.
That's right.
And then just buy.
They both had a team of like 20 lawyers do their letters, but Barry's not going to survive this cycle. First of all, made no friends. He's dominated this industry for so long. He made no friends. Everyone senses vulnerability and now knives are out. Like, at least I can have solace in the fact that I've just been consistently anti-Barry for a long, long time.
I think Barry is buying GBTC, like, from other sketchy entity, like, quietly just buying, gobbling up. He's going to end up owning that whole damn thing for absolute peanuts on the dollar, right? And then when the price starts to pump again, he's going to go like, see ya, suckers, you know? and then he's going to put out promissories against GBTC, which now he owns mostly, right? Like, against the creditors, which are all going to be happy because it's going to be actually worth money. And then everybody's friends again.
What's going on with this redeem GBTC movement? Is it getting likes?
That's David Bailey. Yeah.
So the move is twofold. It's either redeem GBTC at par. So they sell it all. They sell 650,000 Bitcoin for dollars. So they're going to take a haircut on that, obviously, right? As soon as that news gets out, like, Bitcoin is going to dump on it, right? So they're going to lose money on that. Or they could do a Reg M redemption where they ask the SEC for approval and then they give everyone Bitcoin instead of selling it. That probably won't happen because the SEC is not going to approve something for the sake of Bitcoin's price. They give two shits. And then the third option is you get enough shareholders to force them to move it to a different manager that's charging way less. Because Barry's charging 2%, and he's charging 2% on the total what it should be, you know, not the discount.
Beautiful. Yeah.
So like Valkyrie and others are offering to take it over and do, you know, way smaller management fee. Watch potentially that. Even a management fee that's based on current valuation rather than total assets under management.
Yeah. There are some really big players still in this, though. I think Horizon Kinetics is a significant shareholder in GBTC. They've been with the DCG family for quite a while. And like getting one of those like big slugs on board is really what's going to...
I mean, when you see John Pfeffer tweeting out redeem GBTC, like there's a lot of momentum there. Like
For sure.
This could be like David Bailey's moment. Like this could be the moment.
What is it? Barry came out with a thread yesterday, I believe. Seemed to be like, hey, let's all get along.
Did you see his directly?
I can't understand Bitcoiners, like OG Bitcoiners, who put the fucking BTC in there or
who put the Bitcoin in there. Yeah.
It's mostly Chamath who put his Bitcoin in there, right?
There's a lot of Bitcoiners that are in that trade. Especially as the discount started happening.
Yeah.
You know,
they got a good deal on the shares if they put the BTC in there.
First people were playing the premium trade, then they all got fucked on that, and then people started playing the discount trade because of course it'll go back up to par at some point.
Going down.
Yeah, that was my favorite move from Three Arrows, like, you know, 48 hours from death they were, you know, pitching that trade.
Barry bought a domain for his stupid ass letter that he put out the other day. DCGupdate.com. Did you sell him the domain?
No, but to like, be fair, you know,
DCGupdate.com is probably there, like $5.
Yeah, not a very expensive domain. But that letter was horrible. Letter that
probably is available.
That letter was just all bullshit. It was just all
the days when we all used to get along.
Did you see like Barry even had like in third person? He was like, Barry Silbert does not recall any conversations with Three Arrows Capital. Right. Barry Silbert does not recall this.
I don't know, man. Like after 2x, seg 2x, you know, like, I mean, it's very hard to like have any sympathy. You know what? Let it all burn.
Let it burn.
That's what we were saying last week. It's actually pretty remarkable how
karma's a bitch.
That all happened. And I mean, outside of Bitcoin circles, his reputation's been somewhat unscathed up until.
I mean, the guy built Second Markets, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of a biggie.
So that allowed you to trade.
Well, Second Market was sort of, you know, frozen out. They really messed up the Facebook IPO.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, you know, found religion in Bitcoin. Very similar to the high frequency trading shops like, you know, DRW and some of the other guys, you know, as soon as Flash Boys hits, it's like, oh, look at this Bitcoin thing.
Novo.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Well, I mean, the Bitcoin is easy, right, for these guys because they come in, they understand the scam, right? And they see this bunch of Bitcoiners who are totally green on finance and shit like that. Like, you know, I'm completely finance illiterate. Like, you know, it's like, hey.
Not an economist.
Not an economist. No, seriously. Like, you know, they offer this product and we're like, oh, like, yeah, you know, like, that's pretty cool. I feel smart. It feels and sick. Then, whoosh.
Yeah, what'd you there do? Goes the rug. A nice Turkish rug. Afghan rug.
Afghan rug.
2022, the year of the Afghan rug.
Yeah.
Mm. It's not over.
Oh, it's not over.
Oh, no.
No. We haven't even started.
No.
This is the beginning.
Yeah. So is the bottom in?
No. I mean, is it priced in?
Is what price? Is the halving's not priced
is
in?
Is the yet. Halving priced
in? Not priced in yet.
I feel like, I don't know. I think a lot of the large sellers are probably exhausted here.
Well,
it's
dependent on GBTC, right?
But there's got to be a bunch of people like in really tight collateralized loans that are just like hanging on.
Drop
right?
Like below 10K kind of thing. I think things will get very weird.
Yeah. But anybody in like a Bitcoin is one of the most liquid assets in the world. Anybody in a distressed position has already, you know, been forced to liquidate. Like, who are the other forced sellers that are holding large amounts of Bitcoin? The GBTC Bitcoin is going to be locked up for right. a long time. Like, even,
yeah, that's just going to go
if,
forever. Wait,
the Gox coins are coming down yeah, any exactly. day now.
Right. And 10 years from now, and they're going to be saying the same thing.
Like, who believes this shit that they're going to sell at the bottom?
Yeah.
Like, even if these people do get paid, which is unlikely.
Roger has lawyers, strong hands, though.
I know.
You got to be.
The lawyers are going to milk that one all the way to the last sat.
Yeah.
I love it. The Gox creditor, like, sold a bunch at 18K. Then we went all the way down to 3,500. Everyone said, like, oh, he's great or whatever. Then we went all the way up to 60. Then they all got mad at him. And now we're back down to 17. They're like, oh, great move. Like, that was fantastic. He sold, like, 7 years ago. Fucking Gox.
Yeah, no, but the Satoshi coins are going to get dumped next.
The Satoshi coins, yeah.
The Genesis block one.
Well,
BIP30 was definitely not a problem. They figured out around the bug and it's totally liquid.
Martin Shkreli found out who Satoshi was.
Shkreli, right?
Shkreli.
Shkreli or whatever.
Yeah. Shkreli.
Is Shkreli?
Yeah.
Arbido.
It was like a,
I have no idea how to pronounce his name.
Arba.
What was that?
It was like a Hal Finney PGP key or like his actual keys that leaked. So like people were able to like sign messages or something.
Yeah.
Wait, what? I mean, I know Fran just signed into his Twitter account and started tweeting from it.
I got choked up.
No, yeah. There was like a scare.
Yeah, it was touching.
Like
very much so.
A month ago, I want to say, where G. Maxwell like refuted and people were saying that there's some other guy that could be Satoshi because
Paul LaRue.
No, because people are, exactly. But people are selling one, like old the, keys, aren't
he's
people
like the
selling
old?
Yeah. Jesus, man. Like,
but isn't it Bitcoin?
Get tired of this shit? Who cares?
No, this is
Satoshi.
Awesome.
Like
are you
the Satoshi got pushed out. Like
I like the Paul LaRue story like, though. That
like,
actually
people
fits.
People like think yeah. that like Satoshi.
He's like the like, African thing. Gangster, right?
He literally got pushed.
I don't know
out.
If he's African, but I think he might be Roman or no. What's his name? Was Romanian?
That was the one that Tashe was obsessed with, right?
Your show,
yes.
Papa Shoe. People love the Satoshi speculation. I never really was much for it.
It's kind of boring.
Yeah.
Just like Miami.
Oh my God. You can't pay for a movie this good. This is the best part. And this is the free part.
I don't know. I still like to believe it was that dude who created True Crypt, who was also like.
I think MVK was Satoshi.
Oh, and he was like, what's his name's roommate?
Like, you know, he has Bram the appropriate Cohen's background, roommate. The appropriate like incentives, you know, and now he's like in jail somewhere.
All right, here's the
that's
best.
Paul LaRue.
Yeah. Yeah.
Best case scenario. It's. Craig's right. It's Craig Wright. It actually
it's
is
not
Craig.
Craig Wright.
No, no, no. Best
fuck
case
you.
Scenario.
Wait, where's your mute? I don't know.
No, no, no.
Okay, you're muted.
Best case scenario, it is Craig Wright.
It's not Craig.
He
Wright.
Doesn't have the private keys.
Oh, they'll be
everybody
amazing.
Hates him.
Oh, no, that's like no, no. That actually,
it's
that's
frozen,
fantastic. I want it to be
time.
Him.
It's crystallized. Yes. Like, and
no saints.
But how would we know
no heroes.
How would we know that?
He's my Satoshi.
Dude, I fucking hate you. Way to start a week off horribly.
Oh man.
I'm telling you, that's
no,
the best
that would be
scenario.
Poetic.
No,
that would
no.
be really poetic.
Zero shot.
But it would be the best case scenario.
Yeah. No, it wouldn't.
Absolutely.
It was him and Phil Klein, dude.
But no, look, no.
Maybe
access
it was Bill Gates,
and it just continues like this.
Klein wasn't Phil, right? Was it? Was the actual name?
I thought it was Phil. Klein.
Was it Phil?
No. Bill Klein?
Phil sounds way wrong. Now I'm just thinking Phil in my head, but there's no way it was Phil.
I mean, if you want to go that far, then at least go like the deep state story.
David Kleinman.
It's NSA.
It's the NSA. They have the appropriate mathematicians. Yeah. They need a way out of the dollar.
The NSA is bullish as fuck.
You know, like,
they had to figure out a way to...
Remember, I told this story to you.
That's why they should mint the coin. They have a million fucking Bitcoin.
I'm like, you know...
That's the other way I would have answered the question.
They had to figure out a way to do more sting operations because they invented Tor like that.
No, I mean, you know, like, it's the perfect out.
I mean, they should print money and buy Bitcoin. Like, that's the move. I don't care how they do it. They can mint a coin. They can do whatever. Like that. If the U.S. government wants to survive, that's the fucking move. Because everyone just takes their shit coin and you just buy Bitcoin.
Everybody loves MicroStrategy. It seems to be working well.
There you go.
Spooky, spooky.
Business logistics. I like MicroStrategy.
Business logistics.
Yeah, that's what they do.
You talk to
I don't know what
for
the
like
fuck those
minutes.
Two words mean together.
Not spooky.
What are business logistics?
Like, listen, there's people who are essentially like unelectable and unemployable. Like, you know, like Howard, it's more like Howard Hughes than it is like.
Hughes was used, though.
Yeah.
That, I mean, that is one of the. I mean, people look at MicroStrategy's headquarters like 12 miles from Langley and they're like, oh my God.
It's like a 12 minute walk.
Yeah.
It's a good way of sharing staff and having co-working spaces.
I think it has Ideation. Bitcoin Park beat.
Spooks are us.
Have Ideation you been to MicroStrategy headquarters?
No, just Langley.
You know, it's always the guy who works at the aviation company. That joke comes from Air America, by the way.
There you go.
He all ties back to Air America.
Does this panel really start in 5 minutes?
No, but we have to wrap. This has been a fantastic conversation. I mean, we have 200 people outside. Right now,
just bring them all in here. We'll do the.
We were talking about how we wanted a PA so we could just call people because we wanted Steve Myers, like Steve Myers to the studio, Steve Myers to the studio.
You need a window here so the folks can sort of like.
I think that's stairs.
Like,
yeah, we
like
want
high schools. You need like the principal.
Brought to you by CoinKite.
Report to the studio.
Yeah, that's right. Brought to you by CoinKite.
There you go.
The bear market. Sure.
I mean, putting a window in this thing would be like 100K, 200K.
I mean, if you don't care about the noise canceling.
What contract are you hiring?
The noise canceling is amazing in here. Yeah.
This is the cue room for the people who can't.
We're in the room so I can hear it.
Yeah, yeah, but people cannot hear you screaming from outside.
So is the bottom in?
No. Matt, you seem too interested in that.
Ask me again in March and then again in November. Those are like always dicey months.
I like it when it goes down. I feel more comfortable. There's time. Bull runs are like atrocious.
Well, yeah. I said last RHR we'd probably dump. So as a result, macro markets pumped across the world. They listened to RHR.
Well, we brought it up earlier. Like you usually have like 80 to 90% drops. I think this one's only like 77, 78% from the top.
There's still more to go.
Listen, number go up is important for Bitcoin adoption. So like we don't want more people in Bitcoin. So like I want the price to just stay as is. We're gonna
just
have
keep
fun.
Stacking.
You know, like none of the douchebags. Just
well, that's I love the bear market events. Like the crew we have here, it's only ride or dies. It just self selects. It's completely.
You have to be literally crazy. Yeah.
There's no fair weather fans at all. Period.
No, they're all
they're
gone.
All wrecked.
They're all gone. Even Bitcoin Tina's gone.
Yeah, there was an alternative for him. Literally bought treasuries.
I love him.
Meetup has
at my
like
age, at his age, at his age. It's the
I don't want to hear
about
it. You're making. You're now. You sound like Tom and Craig Wright denial.
I'm telling. It's not denial. He's absolutely. He is unequivocally not Satoshi.
Muted.
No, I just said the thing that you wanted to hear.
Sorry.
I'm just saying that would be the best.
Matt is a censor.
He's trying to get his defamation lawsuit canceled. So he
okay, gents, okay. Gents, this has been a fucking fantastic conversation. Let's wrap it up with some final thoughts. Vivek, final thoughts.
It was a ninja out.
This is a ninja final thoughts, and I just want to say check out Greenlight. Breeze is going to ship some really cool stuff later this quarter, maybe next quarter, but I'm very excited about Core Lightning and Greenlight and Breeze.
Vivek, the Blockstream sponsorship ended. Why aren't you guys renewing it?
Because Fernando, why aren't we? I guess it's a bear market.
We're just going to cut that part. We'll cut the final
thought. The best part is when you say we're going to cut that part, usually like Marty says. And
Just, what's his time? It. Okay, 57:21. Okay, we'll cut that part. MBK, final thoughts.
Hey, listen, go look at Noster. That's pretty awesome.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
We did a pretty cool episode about that.
Is it Nostra or Nostra?
I call it Nostra, and that's the correct way because I said so.
But Nostradamus.
Yeah, but that's just doing it wrong.
Fair enough.
So yeah, go look at that. It's really cool. It's like Bitcoin in the beginning.
It does feel like Bitcoin in the beginning.
It's got legs. If you want to understand that, go check out that Bitcoin.review. And I mean, I think you guys probably do a better ad about our stuff than I do. So I'll just leave it at that.
I did a really good one. I recorded it yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, man, this place, like, I got to tell people, like, the Bitcoin Park thing is pretty fucking awesome.
Bitcoin Park is magnificent.
Like, this stuff is not like, it's not like your usual, like, outfit. Like, this is actually, like, bro and nice. Apparently, a band used to own this place. So there's all kinds of, like, soundproof places where God knows what the fuck they did that. It was not recording. Yeah.
It's dope, right?
Yeah, it's got like two houses, a massive Bitcoin thing outside. It's
well, I'm glad you all made it, and you're always welcome. Consider it home away from home.
Thanks, brother.
Yeah.
Final thoughts, Tom.
Bitcoin third place is like Bitcoin Park's fantastic. What you and Rod did here, I think, is incredibly important. You've executed exceptionally well. Pleb Lab, Bitcoin Commons, Satoshi's Place, Middle England somewhere. I don't know where. Sorry, guys. I mean, Manchester, maybe. And there's other ones that are like popping up. And I think that these things are like incredibly important. It actually, there's such a massive difference between like this community setting and Twitter, Reddit, whatever. And
PubKey. You forgot
especially to mention
PubKey. I don't want to show my own bags.
Can we work from the bar?
Huh? Yeah.
Can we work from the bar?
Absolutely.
You got Wi-Fi there?
Absolutely. We have a co-working space upstairs.
We have a co-working space upstairs that's under construction right now. It'll be open soon.
It's like the most New York thing, a co-working dive bar.
Essentially just drunk chit-chatting all day. Yeah, like,
we have a couple of spots that people can just post up. And I mean, it's great. People already have started to sort of in the back room so that they're not like at a bar. We have like a carriage house in the back. But these spaces are very important. It's not just for the Bitcoiners and the people that are here. It makes us far more relatable, accessible, less scary, less like...
Did you see the 25-foot inflatable Bitcoin we have out
that
front?
That thing is something. Like, you know, like people, when they think about inflatable things, like, you know, even gigantic inflatable things, you go like, okay, you know, like... No, this took us like, what was it, like... 15 dudes like, and we're like trying to like raggle this thing so we could get it up. Like it's like what, three stories high?
That shout out Crypto Graffiti for that piece. That's Crypto Graffiti. That and Dennis and Tommy for
Cryptography.
Cryptography.
It's
and then Dennis and Tommy
period.
Curate our art here. So shout out to both of them.
That would get slashed very quickly in the
West Village. So we deflated at night just in case, but
yeah.
But the security situation is much better here than in New York. Mm. We're literally wrapping right now. We're just talking about
how
much.
My panel starts in a minute.
Marty, final thoughts.
Bottom is in. You're all fucking bears.
Love you all. Love you all.
Rawr.
Stay humble, stack sats.
Peace and love, freeze.